Today, why the slowing housing market in Australia? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance, and today's one of those posts covering finance and property news. Judging by the flood of articles and posts, consensus is shifting towards an easing property market, although how far and fast prices fall seems to split opinion, from those calling for just stagnant prices over the next couple of years or so, while others seem to be calling for falls of somewhere between 10 and 40%. New data released on Monday from Cotality showed house prices in Australia capital cities fell just a little, 0.1% in May, after falling 0.2% in April. The largest declines were recorded in Sydney at 0.9% and Melbourne at 0.8%, where prices have reached 9 and 12-month lows respectively. But these are small moves. As discussed recently with Edwin, disparate markets are likely to behave quite differently. You know what I'm going to say, go granular. But it is worth trying to figure out why prices are on the turn. And interestingly, we got some opinions from Monetary Policy Board member Ian Harper and separately Treasurer Jim Chalmers this week. But while they both say the slowdown in the housing market is due to a combination of interest rates and the federal government's changes to capital gains tax breaks and negative gearing, the emphasis is quite different. Although I do note that both Chalmers and Harper each said their respective policy goals were not to target house price outcomes at all. Chalmers said the housing market was cooling even before the May the 12th budget announced tax changes, and that the RBA's three rate rises this year played a role. Our job here is not to target a particular price outcome. Our job here is to make sure that there are more affordable options for first home buyers, he told ABC Radio National. But the Treasurer dodged questions on whether a recent slowing in house price growth helped achieve the budget's goal of improving intergenerational equality in the housing market. The really important point here is that the tax changes aren't the only factor in the housing market slowdown. You know, the last few decisions from the Independent Reserve Bank are playing a role. The softer economic conditions are playing a role as well. So no real recognition that the 5% deposit for first-time buyers, the first-time buyer grants and other incentives first help drive prices higher using taxpayer money, and not a reference to Claire O'Neill's Labour supports sustainable price growth at the election time, nor the demand-supply problems caused by mega-high migration with well over 1 million additional people arriving in Australia in the past few years, as the total population in Australia passed 28 million years earlier than expected. So no, the government is not to blame for rising or falling prices, it seems, which of course is highly convenient. But in a speech to the Committee for the Economic Development of Australia, Ian Harper said the government's policies will play a role in how the housing market developed. It was Harper's first speech in his capacity as a member of the RBA's Monetary Policy Board, following a recommendation from the independent review of the RBA for board members to be more transparent and accountable. Can I point out that there are many other things that influence the housing market well beyond monetary policy, including recent decisions the government has announced, including people's views about where the Middle East conflict might go, he said. And Harper said the RBA Monetary Policy Board was concerned that financial markets were starting to price in the possibility that inflation would stay high for longer. That's a matter of concern that long-term inflation for the first time in a long while looks like it's now expected to be higher than it has been, he said. In particular, the three-year market measure looks like saying it's well over the period we expect inflation to be outside the bank's target range. Harper said inflation expectations over 10 years were starting to rise, which he noted did not happen in the post-pandemic inflationary period. And of course, this week we got a 4.75% pay rise awarded to lower paid workers, which will likely lift future inflation expectations, which of course will be worrying the RBA quite a lot. Harper insisted that current inflation was unlike the 1970s, when it reached 17.5% in Australia and the RBA was yet to adopt an inflation target to help keep inflation expectation anchored. Is this the 1970s redux all over again? Well, no, he said. Of course, the RBA's third rate rise this year in May took the cash rate to 4.35% in an attempt to tame resurgent inflation, which has been pushed higher still as the Middle East conflict chokes the global supply of oil. Last month, RBS's Governor Sarah Hunter said the Albanese government's crackdown on property tax breaks risks cooling the housing market in combination with interest rate rises. And the minutes of the RBA's May 5th meeting showed that the Monetary Policy Board thought long-run inflation expectations remained within the bank's 2 to 3% inflation target range, but it was wary that this could change if underlying inflation remained above 3% for too long. Monthly underlying inflation has been above 3% since September last year and will go higher despite the cooling economy, as I discussed in a previous show. The truth is, of course, affordability is shot thanks to the progressive unanchoring of wages to prices. And despite banks lending more interest-only loans, 21% of the mix currently, to try and help people out, more are struggling, even as borrowing power is reduced. So home prices are in fact driven by a complex web of factors from demand, fired by lending standards and tax breaks, and the hope for capital profit, plus migration and household formation, to supply-side issues like building rules and fees, construction capacity, which has been crowded out by public sector construction projects, as well as planning controls. So there are multiple factors driving prices up or down. But actually, in our modelling, the availability and price of credit is a big part of the puzzle. Higher interest rates, lower borrowing capacity, and the removal of tax breaks are all important factors. So in fact, both the RBA and the government, and state governments in here too, should all bear some part of the blame for the state of the market. Sometimes I just wish the state would get out of the way and let the property market be a true market. Today, it is one of the most messed up markets in the world, and sadly, ordinary households will be left holding the wrong end of the stick with very little accountability to either the government or the RBA. But maybe there's no surprise there. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.